If you remember our first reading last Sunday, you will recall that it came from the book of Genesis and recounted the experience of Adam in the beginning when he found himself alone, when he compared himself to all the other creatures that God had made and realized that he was different from all the rest. None of the animals or plants or inanimate beings were on the same level, if you will, of existence as him. It was what St. John Paul II called this experience of original solitude that Adam had in the beginning. And so God then created the suitable helpmate, the woman, Eve, and called the two of them to become one flesh, a second original experience after that original solitude of original unity. This invitation to communion with one another. And just after that reading, right after the end of that reading, Genesis adds this interesting detail. The book says, "The man and woman were naked, but felt no shame." St. John Paul II called that original nakedness. It seems like an odd detail there in the creation account. But it speaks to this experience that Adam and Eve had in the beginning of a profound purity of heart. They looked upon one another and had no temptation to use the other selfishly for their own satisfaction. But instead, the other, even the body of the other, was a clear call to make a gift of themselves in love to one another in that original unity that they experienced in the garden. All of that then was quickly shattered, of course, with the fall, with that first sin. And you see, right after this, what is the reaction of Adam and Eve after the fall? But now they cover their nakedness with the fig leaves in order to protect themselves from being used by the other, from becoming an object of lust. A reasonable response on their behalf to protect themselves and their dignity. But then they choose to do something else that really is a rather foolish and futile thing to attempt. In their sinfulness, they try to hide from God as well, as if those fig leaves are going to keep God from finding them. God comes into the garden after the fall and he's looking for Adam and Eve and he asks, "Where are you?" Because they're hiding from him. In that context, we can read this line from our second reading today from the letter to the Hebrews, which tells us no creature is concealed from God, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. We have this instinct to hide ourselves in shame because of our sin from God. But it's a futile attempt. We cannot hide from him. Everything is naked and exposed to his eyes. I'd like to invite you to consider then this man in the gospel today in light of that. Because he has an encounter with God here. The very Son of God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. This man runs up to the Lord and asks him about how he is to inherit eternal life. And Jesus says, "Well, what are the commandments?" And he says, "Well, I've followed those from my youth." And then we're told Jesus looked at him. Remember, this is God himself in the flesh looking at this young man. To him, nothing is hidden. Everything is exposed to the eyes of the Lord. He knows him through and through. He sees even to the hidden reflections and thoughts of this young man's heart. He perceives certainly his goodness, his dignity, created as he is in the image and likeness of God. But he also sees his sinfulness, his imperfection, what he still lacks. And yet for all of that, it's this interesting detail St. Mark adds to this account. He says Jesus, looking at him, loved him. For all of his sinfulness and imperfection, that was naked and exposed to the eyes of Christ, nonetheless, he looked at this man and loved him. But he didn't leave him there. He called him to something greater. He said, "You're lacking in one thing." And he called him to a more radical gift of himself, a more radical faith. There's such an important lesson and truth in this for all of us. Because all of us stand exposed before the eyes of God, who sees to the very depths of our hearts. And try as we might to hide from him those things that we are ashamed of, our sinfulness, our brokenness, he sees it all. But he sees it with love. And then he calls us to a deeper conversion. He calls us higher. Calls us further into that adventure of holiness. But then the crux of the matter comes. Like the rich young man, we have a choice. Because you see, God sees to our heart. He recognizes what is good and what is evil in us. And he desires to heal and save us, but he won't force it. We are free. We have to choose to welcome his call to a deeper conversion. The rich young man went away sad. He wasn't ready to embrace the call. And the implicit question for us, for each of us, is to ask, am I willing to allow the Lord to call me deeper to faith and hope and love for him? We come before him here in this Holy Mass. Jesus looks at each one of us here and loves us with that infinite love of his Sacred Heart. And if we're open to it, we'll experience him calling us deeper, calling us higher, calling us further along that path to holiness that he desires for us. Will we welcome and receive that call and allow it to make a difference in our lives? Or will we go away sad because we don't have the courage to accept the challenge, to go deeper with the Lord? Let's allow him today to call us to a deeper relationship with him. And let's ask him for the grace that we need, that he surely will give, if we ask, to respond to his call with great generosity of heart. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.